Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Many, 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 Mickey, 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 Pishy, Pishy!
What do you guys want to talk about?
You are listening to the Flagship Podcast with your hosts, Joe Lanza.
If this story was any good, maybe you people would understand it. You don't even understand the story. It's all, it goes over everybody's head. How great can it be? Maybe they need to talk more during these matches.
And Rich Craich.
This is my entire life's goal, is to be a WWE superstar, and now I am the NXT Women's Champion.
You can take that. If you want that, great. Good for you. I want him to have to talk about getting Roadhead. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want out of my wrestling. Call me old-fashioned, Joe.
It is the best wrestling podcast in the world, your favorite wrestling podcast. It is the flagship podcast, and no, I am not Rich Craich. And yes, this is a bait and switch edition of the flagship podcast, as you can probably tell by the extremely abbreviated runtime of this quote-unquote podcast episode. There is no flagship this week, but that does not mean that Rich Craich and I did not thoroughly cover the world of professional wrestling the way we do each and every week. If you have ever considered a subscription to the flagship Patreon, or are a lapsed subscriber of the flagship Patreon, this would be the week to either jump in or jump back in, because it is a record week in terms of content. As knowing that there was not going to be a flagship podcast proper, we kicked it into overdrive, and we have covered the entire world of wrestling front to back. And in fact, you actually get more hours of flagship content than you would have if we would have done a free show this week if you're a flagship Patreon subscriber. That includes at least 4 episodes of Flagship Plus. What is Flagship Plus? Flagship Plus is your supplemental flagship content. There's normally 1 or 2 Flagship Plus episodes per week covering all of the topics that didn't make the final cut for the flagship podcast proper. But this week, without a flagship podcast, we cover the entire world of wrestling on a record number of Flagship Plus episodes behind our paywall, including last Saturday when Rich Craich did a full recap of the entire segment between The Rock and Cody Rhodes from last week's SmackDown, discussing all of the implications for both The Rock and Cody Rhodes and WrestleMania. Plus, Rich took a quick look at WWE PR kicking into very quick action the next morning in the aftermath of that show, all on the February 22nd edition of Flagship Plus. On February 24th, on Monday, yours truly did a solo edition of Flagship Plus, reviewing Collision, and also analyzing the landing spots of several key free agents over the last couple of weeks. Josh Alexander and Speedball Mike Bailey to AEW. And the Colognes and Elijah landing in TNA. The very next day, I pumped out another Flagship Plus. This time discussing the very good yet also somewhat disappointing SmackDown rating that the Rock promo produced. Plus, the latest Raw Netflix view numbers, as Raw seems to have hit the settle point. We discuss Collision putting up its strongest in-time slot numbers of 2025. And I review the February 24th All Japan Pro Wrestling show with the latest Triple Crown title match, Jun Saito defending against Yuma Aoyagi, a full review of the show from top to bottom, plus a deep dive into All Japan Pro Wrestling attendance trends, and a look forward to the next Triple Crown match between Jun Saito and Kento Miyahara on Friday, a fourth edition of Flagship Plus covering the untimely death of Osamu Nishimura. Plus, Mike Gilbert of the Mike and JD show joined me to discuss all things TNA over an hour of audio with myself and Mike Gilbert, TNA insider, discussing all sorts of stories coming out of the world of TNA over the last several weeks, including Jake Something's injury and the ensuing GoFundMe associated with that. Plus, TNA's attempt to manipulate the media and how that all ties into Tessa Blanchard. We talk about how Slammiversary is coming along later this year, running the UBS Arena in Long Island, plus some talk on Sacrifice and potential record business that TNA could be doing there, plus a million other topics diving deep into the world of TNA with TNA insider Mike Gilbert. And also on that edition of Plus, a look at the Fantastic-a-Mania. Spit it out, Joe. The Fantastic-a-Mania tour and the first two dates to make tape there. By the time most of you listen to this, there will actually be a fifth Flagship Plus on your subscriber feeds discussing NXT and Dynamite ratings, the final night of Fantastic-a-Mania. A special guest, Chris Samsa, will join us to discuss New Japan Pro Wrestling, and also a preview for Elimination Chamber. There are two new editions of a brand new series that I am doing behind the paywall called The Watch Along. If you guys remember the old Match of the Weeks I used to do, these are essentially what I used to do with Match of the Week, except in audio form. So I'll pick a match. It's not always, and in fact, it's not usually an all-time classic. I'll give you all the background information, and then we both slap play at the same time and watch the match with my running commentary. I put out two editions of the Watch Along. Both have been smash hits. Everybody seems to love them. Episode one was the Miracle Violence Connection, Doc and Gordy, Steve Dr. Death Williams and Terry Gordy versus Abdullah the Butcher and Giant Kimala 2. From November 20th, 1990, the 1990 Real World Tag League in All Japan. And episode two was Bastion Booger versus Owen Hart, a match from May 25th, 1993, which aired on Father's Day 1993 on All American Wrestling. So check out those two shows. Those are a ton of fun. Also, earlier in the week, I did nearly 2.5 hours analyzing and breaking down the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards, a full recap and analysis of every single award doled out this year as voted by the subscribers of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, the most prestigious yearly wrestling awards. So I give you over 2 hours of analysis, what the voters got right, what the voters got wrong, who I would have voted for. You're not going to find a more thorough analysis of the Observer Awards. You won't even find a more thorough analysis of those awards on the Observer site. And of course, all of the regular content that you get on a week in, week out basis on the Flagship Patreon Thursday Dynamite Review. Is the arrow starting to point up for AEW? A full review of a very good Dynamite from Southern California as AEW's strong run of TV continues in front of another hot crowd. And an incredible Revolution pay-per-view lineup begins to take shape. I review Dynamite each and every week on the Thursday Dynamite Review, the best, deepest, and most thorough Dynamite review on the planet. Rich Kreis released two new editions of his Tour of the Territories series. Rich takes you through the year of 1983, bouncing from territory to territory. Week 8 Rich goes to Portland, highlighted by a great Buddy Rose versus Chris Adams match. Week 9 of Tour of the Territories is up, and that covers the March 6, 1983 episode of Southwest Wrestling. So two new editions of Tour of the Territories. And who knows what else is coming up this week. That's well over 10 hours of new audio this week alone. Plus, potentially more editions of Flagship Plus coming up this week. Coverage of WWE's Elimination Chamber. And a $10 subscription gets you access to everything we have ever done. That is thousands of hours of audio. Thousands of posts. Columns. Hundreds of thousands of written words. And everything we've ever done can be unlocked for a $10 subscription. And most of the audio we've ever done can be unlocked for $5. Please go take a look at flagshippatreon.com, especially if you are hankering for your weekly fix of the flagship, which unfortunately you're not getting this week, but it is all there for you behind our paywall with more audio than you would have gotten on all of the same topics that would have been covered on this flagship that we pulled the rug out from under you and aren't giving you this week. It's really the perfect time to either jump back in or give us a try. There are three different price tiers, and there's even a free tier, which I'll be honest, it doesn't get you much. But unlike this bait and switch podcast, it's not a bait and switch tier. There is content on our free tier on a weekly basis. So go take a look and consider a subscription. And Rich and I will be back next week on the Flagship Podcast.
My name is Tyler Fornes, and I am one of the co-hosts of the Good, the Bad, and the Hungy AEW podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcasting Network. We take a broad scope approach to the world of All Elite Wrestling and the entire universe of Tony Khan. We talk about the big matches, the big stars, the promos, the storylines. And we also look at it from a big picture perspective. How are things going to change over the course of the next 10 years with AEW still in the picture? How are companies like WWE going to adapt and adjust to AEW? Are they going to be a similar way like they did with WCW in the late 1990s? Will there be a counterpunch? We talk about all of that and more on The Good, The Bad, and The Hungy every week on the Voice of Wrestling Network.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.